Today is the feast of St. Mark. He is often identified not just as the evangelist, but also with the person named John Mark, who is a disciple of Jesus, who may have been one of the 72 sent out, and who was in the camp of Peter after the resurrection and the ascension. He also is mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles and in two of the epistles, I believe. However, it is unclear whether John Mark the evangelist, and the one mentioned in later parts of the New Testament were actually the same person or three different people. However, let us put that aside and let us just reflect on the St. Mark the evangelist and his gospel of discipleship. If we look at the Gospel of Mark, we see many of the familiar parables and stories that we are used to. And I encourage you to pick up your Bible, your book of the Gospels, and just read through St. Mark. You could choose to start from the beginning, or you could just choose to randomly start and read a story, read a parable, and soak into that story, that parable, and see how that challenges you, encourages you, comforts you, inspires you to be a disciple. If we think about the idea of discipleship, we are all called to be a disciple. We may not be all called to do the same things or to have the same ability to do things, but we are all called to discipleship. And that is what is important. It is a change of our hearts to be oriented towards Jesus, to be oriented towards the mission of the church, towards those in need, towards those who are being ministered to. And it may be that a story or parable that you read inspires you to change your life. I know certainly that there are many times where I've felt changes come through me by reading the Gospels or the Acts of the Apostles, that something inspired me to be a better disciple. We may not always keep at the discipleship the same faithfulness, but we try and get up again and try something new. Perhaps the experience of that renewal takes us back to, if we can say this, St. Mark's patron Peter. Peter is a great example as a disciple because basically he messed up. And when we mess up or we don't follow through, we see, okay, God is waiting for us to try again. And there's so many examples in the Gospels of someone who Jesus called and they left. We don't know their stories. Did any one of those who ever were discouraged after the announcement of the Eucharist, before the Last Supper, that is, when they're talking about the bread of life, is there anyone who balked at this concept, who came back around, maybe after the resurrection and the ascension and Pentecost? We don't know. But we certainly have the example of Peter, who had rejected Jesus and then came back. And that is a great comfort to us. If we look at St. Mark and find a story that inspires us, then I think we are being a better disciple. So in honor of our ancestor in faith and all those ancestors, you know, in that time in our faith, let us renew again